And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a 50% Tony Hearn special.
Hey!
And we will be featuring the music, the oeuvre.
Ooh.
Of Senor Hearn, that's right. We'll be running the gamut from alcohol to El Draco. Everything's going to be there. But first, truly exciting news. Yes, my friend, there's a new album from Sweatmaster. But not only that, this was the previous single off it, and it's free to download. Run, run, my friend, run, run. Run, run, Tony, from Sweatmaster's new album, Dig Up the Knife. I've had a listen to a couple of tracks on there. It's fantastic. It's just, you can't have a return to form when you never do anything wrong. It's just brilliant. It's just a brilliant new album. And there's a B-side to the, I don't know whether it's the upcoming single or the one before, but called 15 Miles, which is brilliant as well. Because they do a nice line in B-side Sweat. I just want to own everything they've ever done. I am short of a few things. I'm getting to be a bit of a completist with them, the same way that I was with the Cramps and alcohol. What I want to know is, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is. Tony Wong, Paulie B in the internet, nil. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week. I just want to read out, we got a MySpace comment that I want to read out, Tony, if I can.
Okay.
Right, myspace.com/punkyradio. We're still alive on it. MySpace is still alive. And I still absolutely love it. And like this week, for example, I've discovered 3 new bands on MySpace. I've never done that on Facebook. But I did get this from Mark the Patron Saint. Paul, still no knickers from Insane Star. Therefore, 2 conclusions. She doesn't want to send her knickers to a dirty old pervert, or she doesn't wear any knickers and therefore can't send you any. Which do you think? Regards, Mark. I'm going with the latter. For those of you who haven't been part of the mini-series that is my quest for insane stars, use knickers. It's not an interactive show. It's very much one-way traffic. I haven't heard anything from her in ages. I think I may have pissed her off. But if I have done, hey, maybe she'll have some knickers going spare. Now then, Tony, this is a 50% Tony special this week in that we're featuring the music of Tony.
Yes.
Because of the demise of alcohol. So I'm going to hand over the next section to you, my friend, and you can talk about it.
Okay. So yeah, so over the past few years, I've been in a few bands. Started in alcohol in 1995, so 15
Bloody
years.
Hell. Not yeah, that long.
Yeah. So and during the time there, I joined a few bands. We had the Chavs with Paul and Luke Puke, and after that, I joined El Draco, 2007.
So, El Draco and the Pieces of Hate.
And the Pieces of Hate, yeah, with
an
Kev.
An inspired name.
Yes, so with a pirate theme, of course, for those who haven't listened before. It was me, Kev, Local, the bassist with the biggest mouth in the world. And it was good, it was pirate-themed rock, and we thought we had the niche in the market there. It didn't work out in the end.
It's a shame, because when I saw you were really good.
I think it was a really good live band, and I think the singer is the most piratey singer I've ever seen. He's just
very piratey.
Yeah, and when I left, the bassist left and I left at the same time, and they dropped the pirate thing, and they're still going.
Drop the pirate. Oh, sorry, I'm bursting the tone armour trading there. Drop the pirate off the gangplank.
Exactly. I was born for it. But it didn't work out. But we did some really good gigs and recorded some good stuff, all parody themed. My favourite one that I was involved with was called Overboard.
Yeah,
so we're going to play that now. I used to go mad on stage during it, which is good fun. But we've only got a live recording of it, so it's pretty rough and ready, but it still sounds good. It's recorded live in a studio, as a few of the tracks I'm going to play this week, because we just didn't get a chance to record it properly in the end. So, but it's good. So, I'm going to play Overboard by El Draco. But, Paul?
Yes?
What is El Draco's MySpace?
Is it myspace.com/El Draco?
It is. They did drop the Pieces of Hate when we left, so they are now myspace.com/El Draco.
So what's the score, Tony?
One all. Paul the Internet won, Tony won. And this is Overboard.
Before, but you turn light on conflict into war.
that's Overboard by El Draco and the Pieces of Hate on this here Punky Radio Pirate Radio. This is the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you for all your podcast alley comments. We're running rather short. If you haven't voted for us this month, a lot of you haven't, please do vote for us. Get them in. Easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if you so wish, because we'll read them out. I think these basically constitute the last five we've got, so please do get your comments in as soon as possible so I can have some comments for next week. And here are the top five. Brill from Super Sheep Comics. Thank you, Super Sheep Comics.
Short this week.
Yeah. I'm only voting for this shit because otherwise I get told off. Paulie B.
Yeah, I have got a habit of telling myself off of late.
Okay.
In fact, you can find out more about me telling myself off by visiting my blog, paulieb.blogspot.com. There's a particularly good one I've just put up there about last weekend. I'll tell you that in a bit.
At last, another month. If Punky was a cute little puppy that we saw on the beach, we'd dognap it and raise it as our own. And then 10 or so years later, we'd be wrecked when we had to put it to sleep. But we had to because it was only suffering and its kidneys were failing and it was crapping all over the house. Plus, it had arthritis in its haunches, as often happens with the breed. So we'd always have to be carrying up and down the stairs just to go outside to poo. So the bottom line here seems that it's a good thing that Punky is the only greatest podcast out there and not actually a dog of any kind. From Frenzy of Tongues.
Think about Frenzy of Tongues, Tony.
Yeah?
They're not like other guys, are they?
Not normal, no.
I think they're the only people that make Rhode Island interesting.
Oh, okay.
And if I get a chance to go, I will, because I'd love to go and meet up with Frenzy of Tongues and watch them live. I think they're brilliant. Do check them out.
Me Likey Punky from Woody B3.
Go Woody B3. Yeah, me Likey Punky also.
Short but sweet. But true. And finally, Surreal. My iPhone decided to hack last week's show into little chunks, i.e. it would jump back and forth in the episode every 1 to 4 minutes. Quite surreal, combined with Paulie being there and not at the same time. I also heard him saying he might have mentioned the location of the Secret Festival before I heard him mention Sardinia. What a twat, by the way. All the best from Germany. Timo, / the Grinch.
Yes, I agree, Timo, although we have competition about who is the Grinchiest now. but I do think I kept it sort of secret in that I didn't say the actual location of it, only the island, and Sardinia is a big island. So until the thing was over, I don't think I revealed where it was.
No, I don't think you did. I don't even be saying that, but clearly you must have done.
Yeah. It's somewhere else next year anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's still a secret.
Well, there you go. Cool. That's it, Podcast Alley.
Well done, Podcast Alley. That's brilliant. Hey, I went on eBay the other night looking for PA systems. I was looking to pick up a PA system cheap.
Okay.
I didn't manage it. But while I was there, I just did a little bit of a flick round for various things. And I just typed in out of interest, The Bleach Boys.
Okay.
And what should come up? But the Bleach Boys' first single, first single, Chloroform, which is obviously as rare as rocking horse shit. And I was interested to watch it to see how much this single would go for. And I got in touch with John out of the Bleach Boys and said, here, look, this is on. It's already up to 50 quid.
Wow.
And he said, oh, it's going up again then. I went, what? He said, yeah, we'd give them away if we had them, but clearly there's a market for this single. Guess how much it went for?
70?
£98.
Wow.
It went for 98 quid.
What, for?
And we're going to play it for you right now, as a From the Vault, because we have played this before. But yeah, it's 1 minute, 19 seconds long. But should you ever get hold of the original vinyl 7-inch, it can go for as much as 98 quid on eBay.
Christ.
Here we go. Chloroform.
Remember those days when it was war? All the kids slipped on the floor. Charlotte's not there, having a good time. I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna spin my car bomb. Car bomb, you. Cloud, I ain't no good. As a time's gone. own a hide. Everything's good, man, fix it inside. Now I'm happy, put us on, cause I've been speaking to Laura Bob.
That's the Bleach Boys and what I'm calling the 100 quid single. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bleach Boys?
It is. Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. This is going to be an interesting week, my friend. It, by rights, it should be for all, I reckon.
Should be, yeah.
Should be, but I'm not convinced I know all the ones for yours. That, anyway, listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what I did last week, because last Friday I was the compere at one of the venues of the first inaugural Swanage Comedy Festival. It was all done for charity, although we did all get paid quite well. And I did the Legion. It took me 5 hours to get there because of bloody Friday traffic. And I got there, and by the time I got there, it was dark. So the last couple of places I drove through, I couldn't see because it was dark. Got there, parked up, sorted myself out, 100 yards down the road from where I was staying to the gig, went in, did the gig. The gig was fantastic, had a brilliant time. Dropped the guitar back off, and then, at the house, and then I walked into town with my CD case in hand, because I was DJing at East Bar with Dave, the guy that was running the show, and this bloke called Ian, who I wasn't expecting to be DJing as well, but Ian is the resident DJ at the Café de Paris every Saturday night for their burlesque nights, and his mate Dave as well. So, three formidable DJs, I'm sure you'll agree. Ian was playing just great Exotica when we got there, and then we said to him, look, you can take a break now. Me and Dave went behind the DJ deck, and he went, look, I've had an idea, let's DJ together, I'll have this CD and you have that CD. When mine finishes, you press play on yours. I went, brilliant. That's a great way to DJ. So we kind of had a DJ battle for an hour and a half. Meanwhile, they were playing Russ Meyer films in the venue. So there's loads of women with massive boobs bouncing around on screens as I'm playing The Clash and everything. It was great. Everyone down there jumping around. And we were on free beer as well. And the barman took a shine to us. And towards the end of the night, said, lads, would you like some shots? We went, yeah. He went, as long as you don't tell the boss. And we promise I'll tell the boss. So he brings over these shots. We have these shots. And then he goes, would you like some more shots? And we went, yeah. And he comes back with more shots. And he just kept them coming for an hour. And then he went, I've had enough of shots. Just some Jack Daniels. We went, yeah. Right. We all got completely carried away. Right. And then as the thing started to empty, because I've got a feeling the music became more eclectic as we got more pissed, he suddenly walked over and went, oh shit, make this the last record. He went, why? He went, I was supposed to shut half an hour ago. I forgot.
Blimey.
So, through the barman getting leathered, we all got an extra fucking half hour's drinking. It was brilliant. Then we went back to Dave's, where he's just got a jukebox in his front room, and we played that until it broke. And then I went to bed. Woke up the next day at 1 o'clock. Got up, thought, shit, I've got to go. Cause I've got not a day, but I've got a gig to get to. Mm. Not that I'm performing at, but that I'm going to watch. So I got straight in the car. And on the way back, I was in the car for two. And on the way back, I drove through Corfe Castle, which I hadn't seen on the way down. Have you ever been to Corfe Castle?
Yeah. Yeah, Steph used to live in... Steph used to live in Corfe Mullen, which is got
oh, right,
a few
oh,
miles away.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Corfe Castle.
Nice, yeah.
That's a proper fucking castle.
Yeah, what's left of it.
Yeah, but it's a brilliant, good old English. You could see how that would be hard to break down when you're on that hill. Like,
well, yeah, it's on a massive hill, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like for many years that was just it. I haven't looked into the history of the castle, but I will. Hmm. And maybe I'll report back next week if I remember. I might write that down in my notepad with the things that I haven't done anything about from last week.
Right.
I'm going to write that down now. Corfe Castle history. Corfe Castle history. There we go, written. Right, so did that. Then got back to the Hyman's Lodge. Phoned up my friend Sharon Cooper, the tremendous photographer, who was going down to this burlesque show at Elixir Bar in Camden, where I used to run the burlesque show. And so he's still going. He said, "Am I still up for a lift?" She went, "Yeah." So anyway, I got over to hers, got a lift down there. Again, really, really good gig. It was a BBW gig, so big, beautiful women. And at first we thought it was packed, but then we realised it wasn't. They were just all so massive. It looked packed. It was really difficult getting to the bar. I have put on my blog, Paulie B, PORLYBEE.blogspot.com, that the kitchen did a better trade than the bar.
Nice.
And no one was surprised when the ladies' toilets blocked before the gents. There were a lot of big women in there. It was brilliant. Really, really good bar. Got a lift back into Hitchin, where I got dropped off. I had a date with a few more bars. I'd created a drinking atmosphere for myself. So I went up to Chic Bar, had a bar in there, and then I went round to Bliss Lounge Bar, which has got a bit of a history behind it. That was the first nightclub I ever went to in the 80s, when it was called Reflections. In the 90s, it was shortened to Flex. In the noughties, it became a drum and bass club called the Penthouse. And now it's relaunched as Bliss Lounge Bar. It's beautiful. I had a really, really good time up there. And saw my ex-girlfriend Helen up there, right, who... we didn't finish on particularly good terms. The last conversation we ever had on Valentine's morning was, she looked around at me and went, "You don't really like me very much, do you?" I went, "No, not really." She went, "All right, see you then," and left. And that was it. I haven't seen her since. That's how to finish a fucking relationship, mate. Easy. So anyway, I was a little bit nervous when I saw her about approaching, but I did approach her anyway. I'd had enough Dutch courage by then. So we walked over and we just got on like a house on fire with all of her mates, had a good old laugh about it, and everything was fine. Left there, then when they shut at 2:30, and then I walked up the only place that you can get a drink, the Ivory, which I don't like, but went in and saw Angry Pants, off who is the bloke off the kids program with the sock puppet. You probably haven't seen it. I've never seen it once, but anyway, he was in there drinking, so me and him had one, and then I got the cab home, collapsed into bed about 3:30. Anyway, that's all that I really want to say there. I was going to tell you about the word of the week, but I'm going to save it until the next bit, because we've got not one but two, or maybe the bit after it, in fact, because it's time for the next song right now, which you're going to tell me about.
Okay. Right, this next song on the Tony / Alcohol theme special is the last song Alcohol ever wrote.
How poignant.
Yeah. And again, it's a live recording, because we had never got it properly recorded. But it's called The Family. We recorded this in February 2008. Corey came in. Corey is the drummer. He came in with a song. It was good music, but the actual words were very... I want to hold your hand and I want to kiss your face, that kind of stuff. So,
oh, God.
Yeah. So me and Steve, we rewrote the lyrics, and it made it a bit more funny, a bit more biting. But the start was a bit all over the place. It wasn't long after this when we stopped Alcohol and formed Right Hand Pink. So it is the last song we have recorded.
God, this sounds exactly like the collapse of the Beatles, Tony.
Yeah. but yeah, so we're going to play this one. This song, it's Alcohol. The song is called The Family. But Paul, what is their MySpace?
Is it myspace.com/alcoholrocks?
No! Ha! myspace.com/alcohol.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
bollocks.
That's so it's poorly being internet 2-1 Tony 3.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm devastated.
Yeah.
I'm devastated.
This is Alcohol and The Family.
I was sure it was Alcohol Rock or Alcohol Rocks. Sorry.
This website is Alcohol Rock, but MySpace is Alcohol.
Never mind, Tony. It's still the textbook error on my part.
Yep. Here we go, The Family.
Got it.
Tell your brother.
that was Alcohol and the Family. And don't forget MySpace, myspace.com/alcohol. But
well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, just rub it in.
But there's not going to be anything new on there now, anyway. But there's some good stuff on there. There's videos and songs. And
is that South Park style video you did on there?
Might be actually. Yeah, that and the ninja one's still on there. The ninja and the Jedi one's still on there. Yeah. And the Girls Aloud cover's on there. And
you went to a lot of trouble with that band, Tony. You shouldn't sell it short.
No, it ended poorly, but. It ended poorly, but you know, it's still a good 15 years.
It ended poorly. Was it really acrimonious? Were you all saying you have to get your people to talk to my people?
Yeah, it was ridiculous in the end. It just ended.
And
I don't think there will be a farewell gig. There's a lot of bad feeling coming up in the band.
Oh dear! Oh really?
Yeah.
Crikey! Wasn't expecting that. Yeah. It really is like the end of the Beatles.
Yeah, it really is. Maybe
well,
25.
Tony, all I can say is let's hope you die in the right order.
That's right. Oh God.
Right then. Yeah. So anyway, I imagine with all this going on, you probably have forgotten all about our friends at GoDaddy, haven't you?
Completely, yeah.
But why don't I remind you to the tune of Idiot by Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, dub mix.
Yep.
Our friends GoDaddy.com, essentially they're a web service provider, so when you go on there you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's
PUNKY410,
into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because it's now a PUNKY 411 code, that's
PUNKY411,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
I was going to say, yeah, you're not talking about the clients this week, are you?
No.
Now, the fun starts. PUNKY412 gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, PUNKY20H1, that's
PUNKY20H1,
drops 20% off hosting plans, and PUNKY125, that's
PUNKY125,
gets you a brazen 25% off any order of £65 or more. And finally, PUNKY SSL, that's
PUNKY SL,
which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for $12.99. So go to godaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, Tone, it's time for song 5.
Okay.
This is another one of yours.
It is. So we talk about it afterwards?
Would you like to talk about it? Let's talk about it afterwards. Let's just hear it right now. This is Tony in action once again.
From the ground, flower blooming again, sure.
That was Right Hand Pink and The Scar Song. Again, one of my favourites that we played.
That's from The Vaults, isn't it? We've played that before, I think.
Have we?
Have we?
I don't know. I don't think we might have done.
Maybe not.
Possible.
Oh, well. Anyway, it's good.
Yeah, sort of, it's a bit of Scar, a bit of whatever. I don't
Long.
Know. Don't know. It was yeah, it was Ryan Ping. We were together 2 years. Broke up a couple of weeks ago. They've reformed, I found out today.
Have they?
Yeah, it appears that it was all a sham.
Sounds to me, Tony, like yeah. if the alcohol breakup was acrimonious, it's because they felt guilty and about the fact that they were going to secretly keep going with Right Hand Pink. So they wanted to get angry with you so they could justify what they were doing, in my humble opinion.
I think you're right. Funnily enough, we obviously Alcohol and Right Hand Pink broke up at the same time because they were the same bit band. Alcohol with a different singer and a keyboard player. We all got together last week and Corey the drummer, Carly my cousin the singer, and Corey's girlfriend who seemed to come to practice every week, decided,
or as I call her, Linda McCartney.
they suddenly all decided that it wasn't really
I call her Yoko Ono.
They decided it wasn't really happening and they weren't happy with the direction, even though over the past few months I'd been saying, are we all about the direction, and saying to my cousin especially, this is really your band
and
you need to dictate where you're going with it, not that I'm bitter, and we ended it, and now they've reformed it without me and Steve, who is the bass player, so clearly they had a bit of a plan to end it, get rid of me and Steve, and they've already got a new bass player in.
Who's in the band then now?
Carly, Corey, Pagey, and they've got Kirk in to play bass.
Who's Kirk?
One of Corey's friends.
Oh, okay.
So it was all planned. They've been planning it from a while ago and they ended it, which is fine by me. It was just a bit sneaky.
Well, it suits you, doesn't it, really?
I've been saying it for a long time. Yeah. But I feel it's bad for Steve, who would have probably gone back, but they just didn't bother asking him and just replaced him. So it was a bit. So that's why I don't think there'll be an alcohol reunion or farewell gig.
Well, yeah, but there should be, because no one gives a fuck about the drummer anyway. You and Steve should do it and get a drummer in.
That's not a bad idea. Oh, that'd be class. But yeah, so that whole so
that'd be really funny.
I'll suggest it. That was Right Hand Pink, and what is their MySpace?
MySpace.com/RightHandPink.
That's right. So that's Paul B Internet 2, Tony 3.
Oh, this has wrecked my plans. I don't like losing. You know I don't like losing.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be a stick on 4-all this week, but anyway. Right. So, we haven't got a gig guide this week. If you do have a gig that you would like Tony to promote, send an email to tony@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Tony's International Gig Guide. But it's all right, because I have got a gig guide of sorts, in that the next band we're playing this Thursday. I'll tell you about that in a bit. But also, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnstons are playing in Stoke Newington on Saturday night. Obviously, I'm not a professional at this sort of thing. I haven't got the information at hand. But if you type in Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons into the internet or into Facebook, you'll find them very, very quickly. And it's a sort of album launch thing as well for the new album, which will undoubtedly be fabulous because they are. So if you get the chance, go down there, do. Now, I have got Word of the Week. If you have a Word of the Week for us, and I like things that are as interesting as possible, that basically I'm looking for things that are alternative phrases or things that aren't swearing but are rude, so you can say them in front of your folks or your mates or your work colleagues and no one will know what the bloody hell you're talking about. That's the plan. I didn't think we'd got one this week, and then I listened to Total Talk Nonsense.
All right.
Which I haven't listened to for ages. It's still an excellent listen. Do TotalTalkNonsense.com to find out more. And John from Total Talk Nonsense was going on about this bloke, Marty, who John accused of being plastic religious and called him a hypocristian. And I haven't heard that expression before. And I thought, oh, that's a really good expression. So if you know some, and I know someone who's a right hypocristian as well, I won't name names, but she sort of makes out she's all fucking godly and that, but she's not averse to getting leathered and causing bother. So yes, if you know someone who claims to be religious but acts in a different way, they are a hypocristian. So nice. There we go, that's the word of the week. But wait, there's another word of the week, because I went to Sainsbury's the other night and in the space of 90 seconds met three different women that I know. Ooh. The first one, Charlene from the Philippines, is absolutely lovely girl, and she talked about going to the comedy show next time and said, will you take the mickey out of this girl who's a friend of hers? I went, I always do. She went, brilliant. Saw her, then I walked up. By the time I got to the veg, I bumped into a girl called Alison, who said, oh, I'm really sorry I didn't go to the gig on Saturday. I went, well, it wasn't my gig. She went, yeah, but I'm sorry because I hear it was really busy. I went, I didn't like to tell her, it was just really massive. And because she sells nipple tassels. So that's who you want to see by the onions. Then I got into the chilled section where I bumped into my mate Sulu. Me and her shopped together for a while until the dairy, in fact. When I picked up my milk and she went, oh my God, where are my milk bags? I need milk bags. And I just started laughing, going, oh, milk bags. That's just brilliant. What are milk bags? And then she picked up this bag of milk. And they're like a recyclable option for milk that I've never seen before.
I've never heard of that.
I'm now going to start again. But anyway, as a euphemism for breasts, you don't get a lot better than milk bags. So we decided to play the game that Dick and Dom used to play, bogeys, but instead see who could shout milk bags the loudest at the most inopportune moment, but not shopping together. So I'd be walking down an aisle and in a distant corner of the shop, I'd just hear, milk bags! It was very funny. There's a little video of me, 40 years old, leaning on the trolley. You know how you kind of surf the trolley? Surfing a trolley down the aisle, just going, milk bags, milk bags, milk bags, milk bags. It might make it onto YouTube. I don't know. I'll find out. So anyway, we've got two words of the week. We have hypocristian and milk bags. Right. Next song. Rather similar to in the same way that I played the Bleach Boys, I'm now going to play a band called Ministers Dead, featuring the new lead singer of the Bleach Boys, Matty, in his side project band, Ministers Dead. Rather like the way Al Collin, Wright and Pink and all do different things, and Bleach Boys, Ministers Dead, fair enough. We played a track from Ministers Dead the other week called Suit Sentence, I think. It's from a four-track EP that I have in front of me here called Ministers Dead. What do I know is, Tony, what is Ministers Dead's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MinistersDead.
It is. Tony 4.
Yeah.
40 being internet 2, is that right?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Tony 4, 40 being internet 2. And Ministers Dead are playing Camden Rock in Kentish Town this Thursday, the 21st. This is Human Zoo. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Cheers, it's okay.
I don't know what the weather's been like up there, but it's gone really cold this week.
Oh, it's horrible today.
Absolutely thrashing down with rain.
Yeah. Yeah. We had
and it's
really bad
cold,
rain.
Cold rain as well.
Dark.
Dark, yeah. Cold. The SAD sufferers are really getting SAD, I'm telling you, this week. It's going to be, it feels like hibernation time, doesn't it?
A little bit. Horrible.
Except that I can't hibernate, Tony, because I like to go out. So I am thinking I might go down to Kentish Town on Thursday to see Ministers Dead, and I might go to Stoke Newington on Saturday, because I've got the week off.
Oh,
I've
okay.
got notes this week. So
how did that happen?
Well, no one wanted me.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Quite clearly, otherwise I'd have been offered something. I still might get something by the weekend, but I am. If I don't, I'm not too concerned, because I do get the chance to maybe go and see a couple of gigs this week, so that'd be okay. And that's all I really have to say in this week, Tony. What's the next band you're going to tell us about?
Well, the next band is myself. January. So December 2006 to January 2007. Wrote and recorded a solo album. It's done in Beckenham month. I just kind of challenged myself to just write in a month. I booked the studio for the 27th and 28th of January 2007, and I started writing. Alcohol stepped in, so they played drums and bass for me, and I'd bring the songs, we'd thrash it out, a couple of practices, go in, record it, done. And we did a couple of tracks with our Carly and Pagey, which effectively became the template for what became Right Hand Pink. Or
yeah.
This was more what I wanted it to be, whereas
yeah.
what it ended
this,
up being.
I mean, what you did rocks a lot more than Right Hand Pink, didn't it?
Yeah. And this is the song called Condition, which...
I love this song, and we have played this before. This is from the Vaults.
Yeah. It's a good mix. It's a good mix of rock, punk, vocals, and it's nice.
I think it's one of your best songs, mate.
Thank you. I really like it. It's a pity that the band didn't kind of take shape of what I wanted, but it's not what they wanted. It's fair enough. It's fair enough. But yeah, so this is my solo album and the last song I'll be playing. But what is my MySpace?
Why don't you ask me afterwards?
Okay. Well, then in that case, then this is me, Tony Hearn, and the song is called Condition.
Get out of your mind. depends on your stress. I know how you feel. You yourself and nobody else can make you heal.
God, you're trying to save me. God, you're trying to save me. Save me from my heart. God, you're trying to save me. God, you're trying to save me. Save me from the start. God, you're trying to save me. God, you're trying to save me. Save me from my heart. God, you're trying to save me. God, you're trying to save me. Save me from the start.
That was Tony Hearn and Condition. An excellent song there. But what I want to know is, what is his MySpace page? I can only think it might be myspace.com/Tony Hearn.
It is. So that's
so it's Tony 4, or you've been internet 3.
Yeah.
Oh, I've really blown it this week. I'm gutted. Now... did I just say that we're listening to the Rich Morton sound? I didn't, did I?
No.
We're listening to the Rich Morton sound. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Brilliant.
I have a question for you. Okay. Have you got a...
I do. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for all your track nominations. It has been a quiet month again. Not had many emails from you, so I am running out. So please do get your track nominations in as soon as possible, please. To tony@punkyradio.com. I want the track's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's easy, just send them to me. They can be short or as long as you like. Just send them through to me. Every track appreciated, and I'll respond to them. Thank you. And here's from one from Mark Ludina, who says, "Hi Tony." Good way to start. "I recently encountered a twat via email. My son had to have his Cub Scout meeting scheduled to accommodate four of the boys in the group who had a football conflict the same night. The Cub Scouts meeting had been on our calendar for 2 months, and I can only assume that the football schedule wasn't a surprise. I was annoyed that they waited until 2 days before the meeting to reschedule it, but I let it go, assuming it was a one-time thing. The father of one of the boys who we had accommodated had emailed all the parents and suggested that we all get together for a couple of hours to go over the calendar for the year to find dates that worked for all of us. I responded, asking if he was trying to find another date for this already rescheduled meeting, or another meeting. I took this opportunity to question why we waited until 2 days before this meeting to reschedule something that had been on the books for 2 months, and asked whether football was going to cause additional conflicts. I also asked whether it was possible for kids to skip a football practice since they have that multiple times weekly and Cub Scouts meets once a month. Apparently I outraged this man. He fired back a poorly worded email telling me that I should consider again before telling others to miss or not to miss something. Sensing that perhaps he had misunderstood my intentions, I wrote back to clarify that it was merely fact-finding and not suggesting that he should do anything he didn't want to do. His next response and subsequent ones made it very clear that my attempts to pacify him had fallen on deaf ears. His language became more defensive, offensive and rude, and his grammar became worse. Ultimately, the conflict was not resolved. I'm looking forward to seeing him at the next meeting. It should be interesting. So for taking offence where there was none, for terrible grammar, and for just being sort of stupid, I nominate Mohammed Shafi of Aurora, Illinois." Thanks, Mark.
Hey, and you know the significance of that town, don't you?
What's that?
Wayne's World. World. Party town. Excellent. Wayne's World. Yeah. That's where that was based, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, brilliant. Nice. Well, absolutely correct.
Yeah.
What a complete twat.
Absolutely.
It's classic, isn't it, of these sort of tin pot dictators and little Hitlers that run sort of youth sports teams, that they just get ideas above the stage. They're so used to shouting at the kids, they think they can shout at the parents as well. Just all go fuck themselves.
So, you ready?
Yeah, but just before we do, when I used to play football, when I was a kid, I played for a team called Purwell United, who were a very, very rough team. I wasn't. Me and my mate Darren Summers were nice, but the rest of them were pretty fucking rough. The back four all ended up in Borstal, right? Our manager was a really nice old man called Ken, and Ken was the complete opposite of these youth team bosses that shout at players, because frankly Ken was quite scared of the midfield, right? So Ken never used to say a word, and we had training one Saturday morning, and Ken wanted us to do something, and we didn't want to do it, so we just sat in a circle, and they all told him to fuck off. He was a nice bloke, Ken. Nice, a good coach, actually. Helped me with my silky skills. Sorry. So, yeah, go on.
So, yeah, so the terrible grammar of just being sort of stupid, Mohammed Shafi of Aurora, Illinois, USA,
is a twat.
Fair enough, my friend. Right. Time for the last song. Now, this has come through. Again, you know how the first track we played, Run Run by Sweatmaster, is available for free download?
Yeah.
So I think you can get off their website, sweatmaster.net. This last track is also a free download as an advert for Los Peyote's new album. Los Peyote's hail from Argentina. They're distributed by or are signed to the Slovenly record label. Thanks very much, Slovenly. Oh, and by the way, thanks very much, Full Steam, Sweatmaster's label, who we will, I think we're going to be getting a couple of copies of the new album. I'll know by next week. But yeah, so this is the last track this week is by Los Peyote's. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Los Peyote's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Los Peyote's?
No, it's not! Ha! I thought I was going to beat you this week because I got this fan. It was MySpace.com/Peyote's. P-E-Y-O-T-E-S. Which makes it Tony 4, poorly being the internet 4. And I would have won, but for a textbook error. I'm really pissed off. This is Garage on Muerte. Los Peyote's and Garage on Muerte. Right here on Punky Radio on this semi-pirate radio, sort of Tony Hearn, fucking brilliant music special. Thanks very much for listening this week. There's a few ways you can listen to us, aren't there, Tony?
Yes. You can listen to us on Hussyskunk, hussyskunk.com. We're on 3 times a week. You can also find us on Roach Radio by searching Facebook for Roach Radio. You might find us on Wicked Radio. We're not sure. WickedRadio.org. We used to be on every night. New shows at weekends. And you can always find us through iTunes. Go to punkyradio.com and there's a iTunes link on the left. And also, every week, our show is always on the first page of punkyradio.com.
Yes. Oh, and I've got a joke for you as well. This is the comedy suburbs of sort. In that I was told this by one of the people that I walked down to East Bar in Swanage last Friday by Tony, how, and it's interesting because of what you said, how many people from Corfe Mullen does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
None. We don't like change.
He was like that, yes.
Yeah, make sure you vote for us on iTunes. Make sure you review us on iTunes. Go to iTunes, type in Punky, Punky Radio, you'll find us. Review us, 5 stars only, please. It helps to move us up the chart, which means more people listen to the show, which means more people buy the music, which is why we do the show. Thank you so much for listening this week. Next week, we will have the Prickly Pea Bowls Sardinia Garage Punk special, if I can get round to it, which hopefully I will, in terms of editing all the interviews that I haven't even looked at yet, etc., etc. I might see one or two of you at the Minister's Dead gig on Thursday night in Kentish Town, or the Pussycat and Dirty Johnson's gig on Saturday night. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.